Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on
WMFO 91.5. That's Wicked Pisset Radio.
This is Break the Box with Chris.
Sound the general alarm!
He's coming, your favorite DJ.
Sound the general alarm! Sound the general alarm! Off to the deck!
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
Yeah. with a knife. What do you want from life? To get cable TV and watch it every night. There you sit a lump in your chair. You met tonight. How can you tell when you're doing all right? Does your bank account swell while you're dreaming at night? How do you know when you're really in love? Do violins play when you're touching the one that you're loving? Things you must.
Hey, I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box here at WMFO MFN 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. And we just finished up with some Tubes with What Do You Want From Life from their 1975 release of The Tubes. And how did I choose that this week? Well, believe it or not, I was watching an episode of Emergency over the weekend, and it dawned on me that The Tubes mentioned Randy Mantooth, who played John Gage in Emergency. And I am old enough to remember when Emergency was first on. Yeah. All right. We started things out with some Stupidity featuring Keith Strang with Waking Up the Band, because I wanted to wake everybody up. And that's off the Red on Red record label, single release this year. We get the Yardbirds in between with I Wish You Would. Says here from their EP For Your Love, I believe originally released as a single in 1964. And a big shout out Justine, who's tuning in. Also, hold on a second. I'll get here in a second. I know it's here somewhere. We got some listeners tuning in, and I had it here for a second. And it's horrible when you forget who is tuning in. But Linda. Yeah, Linda's also tuning in. So we got some artists from the Red on Red Records label tuning in. So please make sure you check out Red on Red Records. And I'll talk a little bit more later about a show that some of the artists will be doing in the next couple of weeks. Enough of me talking, because as you can tell, there is no background music. So all you can hear in the background is the air conditioning, because it's nice and warm. Let me get off the air here and start with music. Here are the Cheap Cassettes.
This is Pete Townsend of The Who. I just want to say that the United States Air Force is a great place to be, a great place to learn a space-age skill and serve your country too. The Aerospace Team, that's where all the breakthroughs are. See your United States Air Force recruiter. Find out how you too can fly the skies, reach for the moon, and touch the stars in the United States Air Force. Dum, dum, dum,
I'm Yeah.
Well, this is some music to get away to. We just finished up with the Blue Magoos with Gotta Get Away from 1966 off of their psychedelic lollipop LP. I'll get this right sooner or later, right? Hey, big shout out to Chuck Yu, who called during the Blue Magoos, telling me he also played it on his show on the other radio station down the road there. And as we both said, we heard it over the weekend, so we had to give it some good airplay. We started things out with the Cheap Cassettes with brand new song Cold Sundays from the She Ain't Nothing Like You single. At least that's what it says here. But I got it off of Rumbar Records. The Who with Call Me Lightning from Magic Bus 1968. The Germs with Lexicon Devil. Comes off their MIA, the Complete Germs CD. Originally released back in, the song was originally released back in 1979. Crash Derby, lead singer. Whenever I play some Crash Derby, I always tend to think of drugs. So the Del Lords, When the Drugs Kick In, it's on their Under Construction EP from 2010. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box. One of the best ways to help protect yourselves from colds, flu, and other transmissible illnesses like the coronavirus is to wash your hands before touching any part of your face or eating, especially if you've been touching shared surfaces like doorknobs and railings. Germs are often spread when a person touches something that is contaminated with germs and then touches their eyes, nose, or mouth. Be sure to eat right and get plenty of sleep, which along with exercise and stress reduction helps keep your immune system healthy and better able to withstand infection. Finally, if you do get sick, keep your distance from others to protect them from getting sick too. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when coughing or sneezing. If possible, stay home from work, school, and errands when you are sick to help prevent spreading your illness to others. A public health message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I wish I had some more coffee because I'm just like, I can't talk all of a sudden. Anyways, as I said, Linda was also tuning in. I see Mike is tuning in too. Thank you. So My background music has ended, so I think it's time to play some Lee Harrington and some Linda Mandolin here on Strike the Box. Maybe. Why isn't it playing? I don't know. I'll have to look at... Which is bad because that's what I had queued up, so... Let's very quickly switch to... Jim Mastinite. Alright, yeah. Let's try this one while I work on the other one. Live radio, gotta love it.
Yeah. Doctor,
you mentioned the ratio of 10 women to each man. Wouldn't that necessitate the abandonment of the so-called monogamous sexual relationship? I mean, as far as men were concerned.
Regrettably, yes. But it is, you know, a sacrifice required for the future of the human race. I hasten to add that since each man will be required to do prodigious service along these lines, the women will have to be selected for their sexual characteristics, which will have to be of a highly stimulating nature.
I must confess, you have an astonishingly good idea there, Doctor.
Thank you, sir.
Women and only one man in town. 13 women and only one man in town. And as funny as it may be, the one and only man in town is me. With 13 women and me, the only man around. I had two gals every morning, seeing that I was well fed. I'm believing you me, one sweet while another one buttered my bread. Two gals gave me my money, two gals made me my clothes, and another sweet thing bought me a diamond ring, about 40 carats, I suppose. Well, 13 women and only one man in town. There was a 13 women and only one man in town. It was something I can't forget, because I think of those 13 women, yeah. Well, 13 women and only one man around. Boy, they sure were alive and packed. I thought I was in heaven, and all of these angels were mine. But I woke up and I ended the dream, cause I had to get to work on time. Well, 13 women and only one man in town. There was 13 women and only one man in town. No, I can't tell you where I've been, cause I kinda think that someday I'll go back again to those 13 women and me, the only man around. Well, 13 women and me, the only man around. Well, 13 women and me, the only man around.
Just finished up there with some Jenny Cat with Photograph from 2018 off of Moon Cat Party Records. Thanks for Jenny for passing that on. Thank you. We started things out with some Jim Bassnight with a Rock and Roll Girlfriend from the Making Bacon LP 2021. Lee Harrington and Linda Mandolin, which I wanted to play first, but the board was not letting me play it right, with Sweet Child, single from Red on Red Records. Some Bill Haley and his Comets with 13 Women and the Only Man in Town from 1955. Got it off a compilation called Atomic Platters. Some Creation with Making Time. And as we move along here, I'm starting to hear some noise in the background here. What is going on?
Major Mud, or it's Sal Baglio, we don't know. Here are five random songs I've picked that I hope you like. I'll be blasting you.
Imaginary radio. 91.5 WMFO Medford.